بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مجاهدة literally means to strive. What type of striving? The striving that will bring you to Allah Ta'ala. So this going to be different trials, and all those trials you have to strive. Sometimes it's against yourself, your temptations, aspirations, to work against it to reach Allah Ta'ala, because that's a blockage, it's an obstruction. You want to do it, but you know this will lead you off the course, it will throw you off the course. So the nafs is a major problem, it's an obstruction on the road. Sometimes the obstruction is from shaitan. There are ways to identify which is shaitanic and which is nafsani. So one of the ways that they identify between the nafsani and the shaitani is the shaitan has got a certain goal. The nafs has got a certain goal, right? For example, the nafs is trying for that, for a girl, right? Now if he's got the girl, then the struggle will be over. That's nafsani. And the shaitani struggle is to embroil you in some wrong. So even if you got that girl, say in a halal way, put in the nikah, then too his struggle is not over. His struggle is to get you involved in some sin, some wrong. Not one sin, then the other sin, not one wrong, then the other wrong. So that's how they identify between the nafs and shaitan. So the whole idea is to get your line straight with Allah Ta'ala. That's the whole idea. This whole tasawwuf, etc. What's it for? To get your line and your connection right with Allah Ta'ala. From whichever perspective you look at it, to just get you straight. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, there are numerous stories about him. So he's abandoned the kingdom of Balkh and now he's in the wilderness, wants to make wuzu to do namaz. So as he's drawing out the water, so there's a whole bucket full of gems that comes out. Throws it again, he lowers the bucket, now a bucket full of gold comes out. Throws that, then a bucket full of precious diamonds come out. Then he cries to Allah Ta'ala, I'm not worthy of this test, and I need to perform my namaz, and I won't be able to manage your test. So at any given time, you don't show yourself as a bravado that I can take on any trial. Rather, you show your nothingness and your weakness, because you don't know. Now you may be like this. In a moment, what can happen to you? Now you may be straight. In one day's time, what can happen to you? Same person that was good, and he's got a change of mind. Doesn't it happen? So there is, you can't rely on that nafs. At last, when he cried to Allah Ta'ala, then now he lowers the bucket and water comes out. So it doesn't mean that you've been through one trial, there won't be other trials coming your way. One will finish, second will come, second will finish, the third one will come, and trials are going to come. But just that the person who's learned to discipline himself, it's easier for him to control. Like how a trained horse, right? So if it makes a little bit of musti, then with a slight warning, it comes straight. Right? But that horse that is not trained at all, and then to put it right, how difficult it is. Right? So the same happens with nafs. So it doesn't mean that you've trained the horse very well, then it's not going to do any nonsense. It may do some nonsense again. But a slight indication, one pat, or one shout, one shriek, and it comes straight. Why? It's disciplined, it's correct, and it knows that I'm not going to listen now, then I had it there. As Mahatma Tami Sabhanda says, that I lost my mother in my infancy, small, and I lost my mother. And my father used to take care of both. The father's work and the mother's work, he would take care. So now, in the old days, he used to give some medication yearly. We also went to that same training. Some terrible dawas. They give you one of the senna leaves. You, once a year. Also difficult to take. But you have to take it. They just open the eyes, take it. Then they give you fish oil. The whole day you get the carnage. But it was to strengthen your immunity system. Become strong after that. So Mora's father also used to administer some medication. Now they're small, and because they lost their mother, so the father had to show the motherly love as well. So sometimes they can get a tantrum, so Mora's father will overlook it, because of these children, and have to play the mother's role as well. But now, that medicine had to be taken. He brought it at first, I refused. So now, as a fatherly love, what he did, he took out that time now 10 pounds, took all big money. Take the medication and give it. So Ma is working out within his mind that if I don't take it, I'll lose all the pounds and still have to take the medication. So the easier way is, let me take the thing, I'll get the pounds also. Otherwise, the both ways I'll lose out. See? So the nurse is going to be on your case all the time. Can't say now I'm alright. I can just use my eyes wildly because I'm well trained. Can't say that. No, I see human patients all the time, so I'm immune to this. Can't say, you know, when the thing will strike, how it will strike, Allah knows. Something will just, catches the eye. Then, can you see now? I know how to do it. So whether it's in a practice, whether it's a client, whether it's a class and a student, whether it's a madrasa, whether it's over the phone. So things are going to come from different angles, different ways, and how you can handle it. It's a fitna of the day, especially the eye, it's a fitna. Equally dangerous is the tongue. The eyes is dangerous, then the tongue is also dangerous. Both are very, very dangerous, disaster. And age is not a restriction. At any age, you're getting cases coming over 74, 75, and they get involved, right? Sensual pleasure. So the family gets disgraced, embarrassment. Right? So, no, age is not a limit. You can't say, no, I'm that age, I passed through it. You can't say that. Still have to be careful. Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullahi, according to some ulama-i kiram, he was a student of Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi. He wasn't just one buzurg, But he was a faqih and a muhaddis as well. Great faqih and a muhaddis. If you look at this Harun al-Rashid and Mamun all that, they knew hadith and they knew fiqh also quite well. Not that they were kings and they didn't have the support of hadith and fiqh. They had it. But thereafter they got engaged in the affairs of the kingdom, etc. So they were not known as fuqaha and muhaddiseen. So his whole story starts off, he is fast asleep and hears some steps on the roof, footsteps on the roof. Finds out, so says, "No, I'm looking for my camel. Is that the place to look for a camel?" So that voice is telling him, "Then is the throne the place to look for Allah Ta'ala? You can't find a camel on the roof. Can you find Allah Ta'ala on the throne?" So when he heard this, he said, "No," it struck his heart, it struck his mind. So many people, Allah Pak just gives them one ishara, and they take it very well. One ishara, one symbol, one signal, and they take it very well. And if some people are immune, 100 times you tell them also, they don't take heed. Ask the Gush brothers, they say, 10 times you go to the house, they are still the same. Allah Pak reward them, so they don't get tired. Keep trying. Says that maybe 100 times we get it right. So they think differently. One person is advising his friend against drugs, you know. So he advised him 99 times, but this person is not just coming off it. So now he's discussing it with his other friend. I already told him 99 times. Now, I just will write him off. It's a write-off now. I can't do anything about it. So his friend tells him, she has a beautiful, beautiful advice. She says, you need to have good friends. Not riff-raff and not fly-by-night. See, friends, but good friends. That will give you good understanding, good brains. So his friend is telling him, 99 times you did good, right? And he persisted on evil 99 times. He is not interested in leaving out his evil, even of your 99 admonitions. So why should you leave your good trying after 99 times? Yeah? Why should you leave it out? He didn't give it up. So why should you give up your trying? So he wrote in there, "No, I'm going to try till the end of my life, I'm going to try." Then the sincerity, one time he advised him, got it right. So you don't know when it will strike. And the blessing of the fortune of the speaker is that he must consider himself to be weak and sinful. Right? Perhaps my niyat wasn't right, my approach wasn't right, perhaps I didn't show that love and kindness to the person. So he'll make istighfar. He won't think himself to be holier than thou. If you show yourself to be holier than thou, obviously you're going to lose. So therefore they give you that hidayat bayan, this is how you must go. They prep your mind. So this nafs is an ongoing struggle. It won't stop. And I say, it comes mainly from the eyes or the tongue. And you have to be on the case. You know, when you're going so well and you just slip, going so nicely and just stumble, you know? All of a sudden you stumble. But you're moving so well. That's why they say that without the guidance of a senior sheikh, you can't come right. Like in complicated case now, you are a cardiac arrest, right? and you sort it out yourself. So same here as well. The nafs is even more subtle than that cardiac. Because that cardiac is just a physical thing. This is a psychological thing, it's a spiritual thing, very, very refined. You don't know where it's going to come and smash you down. So one of the things that the hadith will warn you against is the things that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like. One is ida'atul mal, to waste. Our Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Mutala Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, then perhaps he must have seen this wastage of water and introduced that mud. So that introducing of the mud was not, this is a showpiece. I see a lot of places got a showpiece. For it, your respect for the sunnah is great. But the idea was to get that wuzu right without any wastage. بِغَيْرِ إِسْرَافٍ وَلَا تَقْتِيرٍ. You don't waste and you don't use toolless, that you don't wash the limb correctly. So both. So you try to bring it to the level of mud. It doesn't mean that the wuzu won't be right if you didn't get it to that level. But try. So you try, you can get it right. We used to be in India making wuzu with approximately that mud, right? The lotus, the jugs used to be of clay, got a sprout. And now I think how you should do it. When you're sitting on your feet, two feet, your buttocks are off the ground. And the whole wuzu you're doing it. How are you doing it? Allah Akbar knows, but I know you should do it. That amount of water, and you're doing it. So, bila israfin wala taqteer. As Mufassir Rahmat used to say, that if there's going to be wastage, even at the time of ghusl, proportionately the noor of the namaz is going to be lost. See, the namaz, that is the catalyst, that is the thing that will get your whole life right. So the whole preparation to namaz must be right. Namaz must be right. And the beast was once in namaz and it's getting a little bit confused. So after the namaz he announced, ma balu nasi la yuhsinuna tuhur yulabbisuna alayna as-salah. What's wrong with people? They're not doing the wuzu right. And they are causing a confusion in our namaz. So the muqtadis not being right can cause a problem to the imam as well. See? So from the time that the toilet, wuzu, to the namaz, look for the way it will go straight. A few days ago, when I read that whole section on the khushu in namaz. That's Umm Rumman, isn't it? That Abu Bakr's family. And she was moving from side to side. Abu Bakr, the way he reprimanded her, he said, I got scared, I could have almost broke my namaz. But now it's a time to be firm, you have to be firm. But all the time, lovey-dovey. Sometimes it needs to be firm. People think now, they see a person that is very soft and very polite. He's an angel, he's a farishta. What they're saying, the farishtas, they don't get angry, you know. Very polite, very calm. So it's not like that. Farishtas also get angry sometimes. Famous hadith. Hazrat Jibreel is telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you could have seen us at that time when Fir'aun was drowning, you know, and I was stuffing mud into his mouth because I was scared he was trying to utter the kalima, and Allah's mercy got no limits. He could have just got the mercy of Allah. So I was stuffing the mud into his mouth so that he may not recite the kalima. So what's that? Al-Bughdu fil lawat. Sayyid is not a out of things, it's a Sayyid is. So I feel something about it. He's a little bit pleasant. He's an angel. So where that firmness has to be shown, it must be shown. Not that you have to become impolite all the time. And it doesn't mean قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَهِيَ مُرٌّ. Say the truth bitterly. You don't say no. Even if it's bitter, then وَإِنْ كَانَ مُرًّا, we'll try and say it softly, sweetly. But even if it is bitter, you must say it. See, the tasawwuf is a big field, right? It covers all the batin. And the batin is a very broad field. I said, one was ida'atul mal, and then the other one was qil wa qal, and the third was kasratul su'al. Yubghiduhullah. These three things Allah Bak doesn't like. One is wastage, one is qil qal, and kasratul su'al. Kasratul su'al means, you don't have the need, you're still asking. Or you're asking unnecessary questions. And qil qal is, what's the problem in this day? We want to engage somehow so that people may say that you're social, you're sociable. Right? So they got their own interpretations. We don't have to fit into their interpretation. Right? One person saw Imam Gangohi Sahib Rahmatali and said, let me engage him. So now, well, you don't need to engage a person, don't engage him. Why must you? There is a thing to talk about. Or you got a relationship and you want to cheer him up, it's alright. There's a relationship, you want to bring him up. But now, everything, you see that person and you must ask for a masla. You know, you see a doctor and you think about your ailments. You see Mr. Tawiz and you think about on jinnat, right? So it must not be like that as well. So he's asking Mona, you should engage Mona. Kaun si mamooli mamooli baat hai jo musalman ko kafir banata hai? What are the small things that it makes a Muslim into a kafir? So Mona says, mamooli baat aur kafir banana? You understand what you're saying? It's not small things that make you a kafir. It's serious things. But you don't have the understanding, so you're saying the small things make you a kafir. Then, because you don't have the understanding, so that's why you didn't word yourself rightly. He wants to engage Mulana. Same now, nowadays, a lot of words people have coined, and they don't understand the type of words that you're using. And you say, may Allah Ta'ala bless you, inshallah. It's not the way to say it. La taqul ighfir li in shi'ta fa innahu la mukriha Allah. You don't say, Allah, forgive me if you wish. No. Nobody can force Allah Ta'ala. You must say, and you must say with certain, Allah, do forgive me, please forgive me. Now, this one person must start with inshallah. So anywhere and everywhere, inshallah, comes in. See? So now, where you're supposed to be using the word, use the word. Where you're not supposed to be using it, don't just imitate and copy someone. One person is going to buy a horse. So his friend asks him, where you off to? Gore ki mandi mein, gore khareedne ke liye, going to the horse market to buy a horse. So his friend tries to say inshallah at least. So why must I say inshallah? See, I know the road, and I got the money in my wallet. So what's the need for me to say inshallah? Anyway, he went. So he's on the return now. So I asked him, Gora Kharida, Did you buy the horse? See, the, inshallah, me gore ki mandi me gaya. Inshallah, I went to the horse market. Inshallah, I saw the horse. Inshallah, I liked the horse. Inshallah, then I looked for my money in the pocket. And inshallah, the thing disappeared. Now, he wasn't saying inshallah at all. And then when he went to the extreme, everywhere, anyway, he's putting inshallah. So there's a place to put that inshallah, not anywhere and everywhere. Like you say, Jazakallah, so the question came just a few days ago. So they're asking now, after Jazakallah, do you have to say anything after that? So I told myself, oh, you don't say anything. Because it will be a non-ending dua. Then you say Jazakallah, say Ameen, I say double Ameen, say triple Ameen. It has to end at a certain point. So you said Jazakallah. Like I said, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, finish. Now, keep on saying Jazakallah, wa alaikum salam, phir kya hoga? You know, end to it. So you see this qeel wa qaal. So that's also very, very damaging, very damaging. We're supposed to be saying something, not supposed to be saying something. How are we supposed to be saying it? So there's no thought put into it. One pious person used to be passing person selling oil, right? It's just making it easy for you to understand. So, that oil man is asking this pious person, is your beard better or the beard of my goat? Pious person remains silent. You see, the people of the past, they had an approach, don't get involved in any problem, any controversial thing, any problem, don't get yourself involved. That was the approach. This can lead to a controversy, it can lead to an argument, or later on you discover that it was a false allegation. Doesn't it bring embarrassment of that? One is where you are desperately needed to say something, it's a different thing. But now every controversy, every fight, every gossip, every word, you must get involved. And then what makes it worse now, you get involved, and after that you want to send it viral. یہ کیا مسلمانوں کا طریقہ ہے؟ Is that the معاشرہ, the social etiquette of a Muslim? Is that the way? And after some time you get to know that it was just a rumor. تو پھر آپ کی باتوں کا کوئی اعتبار ہوگا, the people ever trust you after that. اس جاءہم امر من الامن او الخوف اذاعوا بھی. So these people that are unscrupulous, right? Is ja'ahum, iza ja'ahum amru min al-amni al-khuf. Any news comes, they go and broadcast it. So every news is not supposed to be broadcasted. How do you disseminate news? How do you handle news? Iza ja'ahum amru min al-amni al-khufi adha'ubi. Walau radduhu ila rasooli wa ila ul-amni. So in the day of Rasulullah, because Rasulullah is a Nabi and is also the head of the state, there is some important information that is referred to him. Because he is a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Who can be better than him in sifting the news and thereafter broadcasting? Who can be? Can there be any better? Or وَإِلَىٰ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ. People charged with authority. Now, what's the meaning of people charged with authority? So the ulama give two explanations. So I say, don't take chances. See the kitabs properly and then. One is, people that are in official positions in a government, what? They're in charge of information. So when they're in charge of information, they will do all the levels of inquiry and investigation. Right? They won't do it out. Why? That's the department. And that's the department, they'll investigate it at every level. So in an Islamic state, ila ulil amri minhum. And the second is who? Very, very senior ranking ulama kiram. Not just any alim, but very, very senior, thorough, experienced ulama kiram. Like the Imam Sahib, you get that. After that, those that are closest to them. So they will know how to investigate, how to go about. Now, we get a news, ye mar gaya. This 2 weeks ago it was there. And then after that, they said, no, I don't let him. He had the same name with someone else. Now, what a big confusion. One man said, hey, I just went into the office, got a shock. Hey, but just how the news came, you died. But think about it, how kitne kache hain. So, a news also, there's levels of investigation, find out, understand what it is all about. Then you go and broadcast it. So he's asking this person here, tumhari daari achi hai, ye mere bakri ki gaari. That's the people in the past, very understanding. Understanding, sight, vision. Not looking for instant gratification or instant any excitement. We look for instant excitement. It's for sight. So anyway, as he's about to die, so he tells his folks, see, I'm on my way out. When you're carrying my bier, my janazah, let it pass the shop of this oil man. Kitab, they got Kanjaran, but I'm just giving another translation. Kya kehte hain Kanjaran ko? Tell. So, see, they speak less, but they think. So when they think and work, then Allah Pak's assistance with them. So they don't just blurt out anything, everything. Idea is not to be unscrupulous, and also not to defame, but don't be unscrupulous and not to defame. Think it was me, my son, my child, my father. I think from different perspectives that you get it right. But you want to be impulsive, instant, and then it happened to your child, happened to your father, happened to your mother. Then kya karenge? So these people of the past, they used to think. So he won't answer this, oil man. So his beer is brought right in line of the oil shop. So as he comes right to the oil shop, he sits up on the beer, moves the kafan off his head, and places his hand on the beer. He says, Alhamdulillah, I have died with Iman, so my beard is better than the beard of your world. And back, and the janazah called to you. But you see this beard. Understand, see what is to be said, what is not to be said, how is it to be said, what is... Otherwise, the whole atmosphere, environment becomes very miserable, very, very miserable. I explained earlier on also, there was that Mua Hurmuzullah from Bangladesh. It was about 80, but Sai Muddar, all the time fasting. Then, I don't know how he's managed, in a normal chair, for this plastic chair, he'll stand up and give bayan. A little bit short, so. But he used to say this, I like the statement of his. So when you want to speak about good things, there'll be an atmosphere of good. and you speak of evil things, even if you may be right, not that it's false, even if it's right, but you speak about wrong things, evil things, then you pollute the environment. You know, they talk of global warming and global pollution, all that. They're not talking about this pollution, the amount of pollution that the news is doing. Any news, see how much of pollution. They must find all the dirt from somewhere and broadcast it. In the top masjid before, when we came here, it's just a Jamaat Khana. So the first, before the Jamaat Khana, randomly anybody would go and perform the namaz. So this one who sends Dada, Yaqub Murtagha, I should call him. Somewhere he reads the namaz. I can remember the surahs, he should say this also. Got a style, nice reading. And after him, like the confirmed imam, still in that Jamaat Khana was Hafiz Nurbai. Then later on we discovered he was a Qari Sahib, because his reading was very, very beautiful. Very beautiful read. Taraweeh namaz, or not Taraweeh. So he used to say this quite often. You say about the Post newspaper, you know. I know he's still running or not. He says that Post is like a vacuum cleaner, what? Any dirt, every dirt, must go and find it, take the dirt, any filth. But I think every newspaper is like that now. Before it was perhaps the Post that was doing this, and now every newspaper is doing it. So the whole atmosphere is covered with filth. When you used to go to the Merkaz in the 70s, Suleiman Janji, some of you have seen, right? So, before Hazratji could come and read the Hayatul Sahaba, he'll do like the Majma Josh, keep the Majma going. So one of the things is to say, if a man that is sensible, and he is allowed to go into the orchard, was more united into the meadows. He was going to help yourself, right? Nice, sensible person, you look for a lychee here, mango that side, mandarin here, some rose, but he's given the permission to help himself. Right? That's a man that's got some understanding. But if a swine that was let loose now into that meadow, into that orchard, it looks for all the filth. Where can I find filth here? Where can I find? So he's as though preparing our minds. See? When you come here, you see all types of people, right? Newcomers, they're doing something stupid. Some old, and very, very mature. Some very balanced, right? So you'll find all types of people. So now you look for the right, you'll find it. And you look for problems and fools to find that as well. But make up in your mind, what are you? Are you that refined, disciplined man? Or are you the other stuff? What are you? So he was like preparing our minds, you know. You're sitting with the bayan. You know, you come to a markaz, so you're going in Jamaat now. How should you prepare your mind? So you prepared your mind correctly, then in that stay, whether it's 3 days, even 40 days, you'll get the right things. Because you prepared the mind correctly. But if you just left your mind like that, random, wild, it'll come back with the wrong things. Because that's how can happen in the concourse or in a madrasa as well. You follow the wrong, so you'll return with that. But now you prepared your mind. No, I am like that man, refined. I came to see the roses, violets, champa, right? And the niceness, fruit. So you will come back with a lot of good. My nani, she used to, you know, the Randers Road. So there were six families living in any odd time. A small house there, six families. But now, these old people, I see, they had a lot of understanding. sight, vision, understanding. Now obviously, it's Nana's house. So the Nani becomes the queen, obviously, right? But she would make it such that if other sister-in-laws are not coming in the house, then they are the boss for that duration. And the duration can mean one year, 6 months. Not one day. Not just afternoon. But the other thing that she should emphasize on us, that is the thing we must learn. Now these people are not ulama, they were not alimas. But they had that understanding. So she would say that, see, if someone is speaking out against me in the next room, you don't come and carry that message to me. But she's not an alima. Or she used to read some kitabs. But see the refined values. That in the next room, if someone is speaking out against me, don't bring that message to me. See, dissemination. How careful it's supposed to be. Allah Akbar.